Have you ever encountered people face-to-face or as characters in a novel or even as writers and felt as if you knew them? That has happened to me. I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a bi-monthly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. When I read Margaret Atwood's novel, Cat's Eye, I felt as if we had grown up on the same block in Philadelphia, even though she grew up in Toronto. When I read James Joyce's Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man, I feel as if we had gone to the same boarding school. Now I have another author to add to that list because I connect with Barbara Louise Unger on so many levels. While shopping at Amazon, their creepy, prescient, wonderful computer recommended a book of poetry, Charlotte Bronte, You Ruined My Life by Unger. I had never heard of the poet, but I bought it on impulse, solely because I was intrigued by the title. I read it and loved the poetry. Now, here's where the story gets a bit complicated. I never heard from James Joyce, of course, and I met Atwood at a signing in Boston before I had read Cat's Eye. After my review of Unger appeared, I corresponded with her through email. She thanked me for my review, and I told her I was going to get both of her other books of poetry. She wrote, "Oh no, let me send them to you." I had misgivings, and I responded with an, "Okay, but let me pay for them." "No, I have plenty copies here," she wrote. So time passed and I fretted. What if I don't like them? How can I review them after her kindness? Worse yet, what if I love them? How will she know I'm being sincere? After all, she doesn't know me any better than I know her. When the books arrived, I was in the middle of a novel I did not really enjoy, so I set that aside on an overcast Saturday to read this slim volume. I'm just going to say it. I loved most of the poems in here. Unger's humor, her excellent diction, her clever allusions, images, and phrases captivated me. I immediately read it again and found other things I liked. Formica represents an excellent example of all these points. She wrote, "After arranging the peonies, I scoop crazed ants off the counter with delicate paper coaxings and, by my third transport across the grass to the peony bush, wonder if they could find their own way home from the front steps, like pets who navigate the continent, or if they'd be devoured by enemy armies, an ant Iliad, and what tales do they tell the colony of alien abduction, the A-Files, and of the strangeness of Formica and this paper plane." I also loved Self-Diagnosis. Another poem I really liked for the town clerk inspired me to write a poem about a box in my closet containing a mishmash of cards, letters, photos, and souvenirs from a pen pal I had years ago. All in all, a most excellent and enjoyable collection of poetry. 5 stars. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me next time for Likely Stories. Read my book blog at rabbitreader.blogspot.com. If you have a question or comment about this segment, please share your views with us. Feedback is welcome and encouraged. Go to kwbu.org and let us know.